fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 17th day of April. The prepper tip of the day is to get spare parts for your rifle. Sam hasn't joined us yet. Hopefully he'll call in momentarily. That would be, for most rifles, that would be springs, extractors, and firing pins. Hopefully Sam will show up soon here. In the meantime, we'll continue with open lines at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. You like what you hear in Republic Broadcasting? Well, we're not quite self-sufficient yet financially. Working on it, getting new advertisers. That's what makes everything happen, is advertising. And in the meantime, we could use your donations at Republic Broadcasting. We got a caller here. We got Charlie in Washington. Good morning, Charlie. Charlie in Washington, you're on the air.
Hello, John. I just want to say hi. I listen to you and Sam every Monday, and I was calling in because I have a couple of questions for Sam, but I know he's not on the air. Maybe you can ask him when he does get on the air.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. My two questions are, when mounting a red dot on an AR-15, where is the, on a standard 16-inch barreled AR-15, where is the best place to mount it to the most efficiency? And then the other one is, what was the other question? I got kind of stumped. I didn't think I was going to get on so quick. The cat woke me up early, so I'm like, well, I'm going to call in because normally I don't have time on Monday morning. So,
Right. Well, before you get away, while you're thinking about the other question, Charlie, your state, if Governor Inslee signs certain legislation, your state will become a runaway, a haven for teenage runaways from all over the country that want to have their genitals surgically removed or manipulated or cut off. It's pretty crazy stuff going on in your state, isn't it?
Oh, unfortunately, yes. And I'm originally from, we call it the West Side, because I live probably about 20 miles from Idaho over here in Spokane, and 279 miles from Seattle. And it is a different place over here. This is definitely very conservative, but they are flooding our part of the state with, like, they send the homeless over here. I mean, they're busing them over here, and it is they're trying to turn it into a bastion of liberal retardation, but there's a lot of resistance here. I mean, there's a lot of, it's a different place over here, and it's really sad what's happening. And, you know, they're trying to ban AR-15s, you know, from sale, or, so I talked to dealers, and they're like, they have this inventory, and that's going to be unsellable. It's pretty crazy. Our governor definitely doesn't represent the people.
My heart goes out to you. My daughter and her husband and grandchildren, they all live in near Everett, Washington, and once you get away from Seattle, even 40 miles away from Seattle, people think and live pretty normal, don't they?
Yeah, I grew up close to Everett myself. Once you get out of Seattle, my goodness, it is definitely, yeah, it's not the same, I tell you what. So, yeah, we shall see.
And have you thought your second question out there, Charlie?
No, you got me, like, going off on a political tangent. It'll come to me.
Let's do this. Why don't you hang up for right now and take a break, get a cup of coffee or something. Everybody in Washington State drinks coffee, I think. And call back in when you think your second question.
I will. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Charlie. Call number is 512-248-8252. I first started going out to Washington State. It's been, when was that? The early 1980s. It's been 30-something years ago. Almost 40 years ago, I guess. One of the things that initially struck me was coffee shops everywhere. I never saw, of course, we have in Missouri now in the cities, but it never occurred to me that there would be a drive-through coffee kiosk where these things are only about 8 by 8 feet, where you can drive up and order your coffee and be on your way. There's a whole coffee culture in Metro Seattle that's different from much of the rest of the country, but that's one of the unique things about that area. I did learn about the weather up there. June, July, and August, it is as nice as weather can be anywhere on the planet, in my opinion. The other 9 months, you can keep it rainy, chilly, snowy in some parts. I don't particularly care for the Seattle weather those 9 months. But that's Seattle. And apparently, according to Charlie, the liberals are escaping Metro Seattle and bringing themselves, their money, and their beliefs to Eastern Washington, where people still think and act normal. I touched on something briefly with Charlie. The pending legislation would allow a child to run away from home, seek shelter and provided by the state of Washington, and have their genitals surgically removed, breasts removed of teenage girls, and have these very dangerous hormone treatments also provided by the state, with the parents not being told where the child is or what's going on. That's just wrong every which way you can think of it, isn't it? Absolutely wrong. But that's what's going on there. So, state of Washington. Oregon, not much better, if worse, not worse. California, is bad for all the obvious reasons. What's going on in California? So the whole West Coast is pretty much toast politically, as far as I can tell. Tens of millions of really good people living there still. It's pulling up roots and leaving your home is not easy. It takes an emotional toll on you, spiritual toll, economic toll. It's not easy at all to leave everything you know and love. Not easy at all, but I know in my neighborhood we've had a number of California transplants that have moved here as a direct consequence of my radio show, listening to me. And they're glad they did. They haven't looked back. They're very glad they did. So that's where we are. And moving to Missouri is an option that many people have exercised right here in the middle of the country. What people on the East Coast and West Coast refer to as flyover country. They make fun of us living in the middle of the country, flyover country. We don't have oceans now, but what do we have? We have freedom. I frequently talk to people from the East Coast and West Coast, and I let them know the following. I could build a 100 home subdivision here with no building permits, no inspections. I can do that here in my county, and most of the 100, we have 113 counties in Missouri, probably 108, 109 of the 113 counties you could do that, and maybe not quite that many. You can build a 100 home subdivision with no building permits or inspections. We have freedom here. You want to own a fully operational tank? When I say fully operational, the main gun and the machine gun both being fully operational, you can do that in Missouri. In fact, the machine gun collectors I know, and I know a number of them, typically they own anywhere from 3 to 100 or more machine guns, fully operational, of course. We have freedom here, and people love it. And we take, when you grow up here, you take it for granted. That's just the way it is. Missouri is known as a constitutional carry state when it comes to carrying pistols concealed. You do not need a pistol permit to do that. I've been a NRA-certified firearms instructor since the 1980s. I've had hundreds of students I've taught to get their Missouri concealed carry permit. I haven't done a class for years because when they changed the law here, especially out here where I live, these hillbillies aren't going to spend a nickel. They don't need to. They don't feel a need to. If you do live in Missouri and you plan on traveling to another state and carrying a pistol, I highly, highly encourage you to get your concealed carry permit. It will help you. If there's a legal matter that comes up, it will definitely help that you have the Missouri concealed carry permit. And out here in the Ozarks, what's called the Ozark Plateau, men and women, they grow up, they typically, boys and girls will shoot their first deer when they're 8 to 10 years old. That's a rite of passage from childhood and becoming a young adult. The men and women that grow up here, they know that hunting and fishing and gardening are God's gifts to mankind. And they do that. And one of the things that surprised me moving out here is that men and women that live in remote areas like where I live, they go camping. You already live in the country. All you need to do to get the feel of the country is open your windows in the warm weather, and you hear the birds and the bugs and get the fresh breezes. But they go camping anyway, just to get away from the routine of the household, I guess. But that's I respect that. People want to go camping, they should go camping. It's a whole different culture, the camping culture. We have just a 2-mile drive from me, the Red Bluff Federal Campground has been closed for 2 years to be completely rehabilitated, move all the campsites out of the floodplain. The government got tired of rebuilding these campsites every time it flooded. So they've got all new campsites out of the floodplain. And the Red Bluff campground is supposed to be open this spring. I don't know the opening date, but people that have been down there told me it's beautiful and it'll be really nice and better than ever with the new infrastructure that's been built. So we'll see how that goes with the opening of the campground. I think I mentioned on this show earlier how the G. Edward Griffin's son moved to the Missouri Ozarks is a direct consequence of listening to our radio show. Now, I don't suggest anybody move 2,000 miles based solely on the words of a radio talk show host such as myself. It could be a beginning point, however, to do your own homework, do your own research, and come to your own conclusions. I do private consultations, and it's I find it very gratifying to help people with the goals, set the goals that they want and help them achieve their goals. That's what private consultations are all about, having somebody who's not emotionally involved in these decisions to give you some guidance and help you think of the things that you haven't thought of. Right here in my neighborhood, we've got several people that have moved here from the East Coast and West Coast as a direct consequence of listening to my show. They thoroughly enjoy it. They really do. They like the freedom. They like the less expensive way of living. Property taxes are very low. Real estate, compared to East Coast, West Coast prices, are very low also for a comparable house. I know the nearest community to me in Fiburnum, Missouri, is possible to buy a very nice three-bedroom ranch-style home for $100,000. That's common in a little town of Fiburnum, Missouri. And we're talking a nice home that would stand up to any inspection for being a nice, safe, comfortable, cozy place to live for you and your family in a town of 650 people. My friend Leon Green moved here from Idaho. It took a couple of convoys of trucks to get everything moved, but he's all moved into his hobby farm that Leon spends most of his time working on. He's a busy guy with going to various prepper events and so forth, but most of his days are spent improving the hobby farm down there where he lives. And my wife and I are looking at developing a hobby farm ourselves. A lot of work. We'll start out with a garden, maybe some greenhouses so we can extend the growing season, and go from there to having chickens. Goats are a possibility. They're a lot more work for goats for a lot of reasons. They have to have a really strong fence, for example. And, of course, anytime you got animals, you have to have somebody that will take care of them when you're gone. And those arrangements are being made also. That's what people do. I've helped friends of mine when they go on vacation to make sure that their animals are fed and watered. Just go up there once a day and make sure that the chickens have the water they need, have the feed they need. Not a big deal. But neighbors help neighbors. When my friend was deceased, when I found my friend dead Saturday afternoon, within hours, the community was starting to come together to help the family out in any which way it needs to be helped. And we do that. We take care of each other. The volunteer fireman, I've known him since he was a senior in high school. He responded within minutes with his strobe lights flashing to come to the aid of his neighbor that needed aid. And we all know each other. And that's one of the delightful things that I found out moving out here from the city 21 years ago. It's a whole different culture. It's an entirely different culture of people that know each other, cooperate with each other, help each other. That's simply the way life is, as opposed to the anonymous existence you have in a densely populated urban area or even suburban area. But that's it's a delightful change, and I really like it. I would know. Whenever my wife and I go to the city, I comment to her, I'm so glad I don't live here anymore. I would never, ever again want to live in the city. Once you've made the change and you know how delightful it can be, you probably come to the same conclusion yourself. So here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm all forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. A $500 sale is in effect until midnight, the 29th of April. You want to save $500 and stay warm and cozy next winter? This is your opportunity. We have with us now my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and even advanced first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class? Get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, we had some technical issues, but you're with us. That's what matters. We already have a caller in hold. You ready for a caller?
Sure. Let's get going.
Okay. Mike in Illinois. Good morning, Mike.
I was just wondering what you think of the socialistic type practice announced by California of charging people for utilities based on the amount of money that they earn. Thank you.
Sam, did you hear the question?
I did. Talking about socialistic policies in California.
Right.
And if you look at all of these different policies, like outlawing gas engines by a certain year and charging people utilities based on their income, all this kind of stuff. None of this stuff has any record in history of working. Every time these types of things have been tried, they have failed. And I don't see how California is going to succeed. People are leaving California by the hundreds of thousands, even millions every year. And it's because of these terrible policies. So if your plan is to create a more equitable system and the people in your system are leaving, ultimately that cannot work.
All right. Mike, you still there? Okay, Mike's gone. We had a caller earlier. He had a question. He was calling from Washington State about where's the best place to position and mount a red dot sight on an AR-15.
Yes. Yeah, so typically you want to mount it as far forward on the receiver as you possibly can. That's what you want to do. You don't want it right up close to your eye. You want it as far forward as you can.
All right.
If you're collimating thermal in front of it for some reason, then you can move it back, you know. But if it's just a red dot sight and that's the only thing in your system, you want it as far forward as you can without putting it on the forearm.
All right. Well, same caller had a follow-up question, and he's back with us now, Charlie in Washington. What's your follow-up question, Charlie?
Hello, Sam. Hello, John. Thank you for answering my question. So my second question is for Sam. So, Sam, I have some steel magazines, some AR-15 steel magazines, and I put in some flatwire springs and some magpul followers. But when I get past 5 rounds in these magazines, they rattle. And I have one right here, and I'll rattle it for you. I mean, it just rattles like crazy. And I don't understand why. It's almost like something is loose on the inside. I don't really understand what could be loose on the inside of the magazine. I mean, if you hear that rattle, I mean, that's like a...
I do.
Yeah. So that's my question.
Let me ask you this question. Let's say you put... Are these 30-round mags?
30-round mags.
Okay, so when you put 15 rounds in a 30-round mag, it rattles like that, correct?
Yeah, it's when I get past about 5 rounds, and it's when, so if I'm going to seed the magazine, it's when the round is on the top right is when it will rattle. If I put another round in, seed it on the left, it stops rattling. So it's only when...
So when it's rattling, is the top round hard up against the lip?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's really hard up against the lip.
So is the rattling coming from where the follower is in the magazine or up near the top?
It's coming, I believe it's coming from where the follower is.
Have you loaded one full yet? Put 28 rounds in it.
I have not done that yet.
Let's try that. Let's see what happens. Go ahead and load it full and give us a call
back.
Good.
Okay, I will do. All right, Sam, thank you.
Okay, right. Thank you, Charlie. We'll look for your call back. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, the training schedule for Freedom Center is posted up through what month now, sir?
It's up till August.
Up till August, all right.
Yeah, and we have coming up, we have spaces. Well, we'll talk about it after the break.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters with a $500 discount at thelibertyman.com. Sam, that audio clip just reminded me, the automobile manufacturer in England, AC, who manufactured the car that Carroll Shelby made the Cobra from, is putting the Shelby Cobra back into production at the original AC factory in England. It'll be upgraded with modern technology, but still look pretty much the same. That's kind of a fun thing, isn't it?
That will be a beautiful thing.
It will be. It will be. Yep. Well, Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think before the break, we were going to talk a little bit about the schedule. We still have Three slots open in the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle class, May 5th through May 7th. We have a Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle class. That's the introductory prerequisite course. You've got to start there, 518 to 521. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, May 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. It doesn't matter how experienced you are with firearms, that is the class you need to start in. You will learn things that no one else will teach you. You know, we've had SEAL instructors here, Navy SEALs, and some of them understand what we're doing and think it's fantastic, and some of them think we're giving away tactics, techniques, and procedures. We do not teach the basic law enforcement, the NRA, or basic military gun techniques. We train you just like a tier one asset level person, a CAG operator, an AC operator, a national mission asset, a Navy SEAL, teams 5 and 6. The techniques that those guys fight with, that's the foundation we lay for you immediately. And we start that in this very first class. And there's nowhere else in the world you can get trained with these techniques. So May is the best time to train at the Freedom Center. It's not cold. It's not usually hot. And the weather is usually fantastic. So I'd highly encourage everybody, if you haven't had the basic training class yet, the basic tactical and rifle course, May 18th and May 21st. Give me a call Wednesday. We'll get you signed up.
All right. And when might we be looking for the September, October, and maybe November classes to be on schedule?
We'll see where we're at in July. So usually by the 4th of July, we have the schedule lined out for the rest of the year. Also, we have May 27th and 28th is our first basic long-range shooting class, Introduction to 1,000-Yard Shooting. It's where you learn how to hold the rifle, how to reproduce barrel harmonics, how to read the wind, which is the most important thing we do in long-range shooting. That's a two-day course, and you will be hitting targets at 1,000 yards by 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. It's a Saturday and Sunday course, May 27th and May 28th.
Yeah, I've taken that class twice, and just before we get back to our caller here, ladies and gentlemen, I signed up for this class knowing I wanted to go in with an open mind, knowing I didn't know everything. I went into that class having began shooting rifles when Eisenhower was president. I shot expert in the Army with the M16. I've shot it. I'm an NRA certified rifle instructor. By noon, I found out the following. I didn't know how to hold a rifle. I didn't know how to shoot a rifle. I didn't know how to clean a rifle. I didn't even know how to put it in a safe properly. And later that day, and then especially the second day, I'm hitting 12-inch steel plates at 1,000 yards. I didn't know a human being could even do such a thing. But it is very possible, and if you have the right equipment, you have the right attitude, and normal skill level, you don't have to have extraordinary skill levels, you can do this, can't you, Sam?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had someone come to a 1,000-yard basic class. By the way, you don't need the basic tactical handgun and rifle series course to take the 1,000-yard course. That's a different lane of training and teaching. And the first course on the list for precision shooting is the introduction to 1,000-yard. We used to do an introduction to long-range shooting and go to 500 or 600 yards. But the students all picked up the techniques we were teaching so fast that they were hitting targets at 1,000 yards on day one anyway.
Right.
So we actually changed the name of the course about 4 years ago to Intro to 1,000-Yard Shooting, because I don't think we've ever had a student not hit at 1,000 yards.
Fantastic. Well, it looks like Charlie from Washington is back, and he has an update for us. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hello there.
Hey, Charlie, did you figure it out?
Yes, I did. Yes, I'm planning on going to the range after this, so I already had everything out. So that's kind of why it kind of just worked out. So it starts to rattle when I put in round six, so it's every even round I get a rattle up until the 28th round, and it doesn't rattle anymore.
I've never heard of anything like that. What brand are your steel mags?
You know, I honestly don't know. I purchased them like a year ago, and I bought them online. I honestly don't know. It may have come from.
What does it say on the end plate, the bottom where you put the flat wire spring in?
It says made in Korea.
Okay.
But it's an odd thing because it's I don't understand it.
I haven't seen that mag before, but your follower tracked in the grooves properly, correct?
Yes. Yeah, everything loads fine, and even the magazine that came with the followers and the springs, it does the same thing. So I tested with
it's not a result of changing to a flat wire spring or a follower. The standard mag did that from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I've never heard of that before. That's a new one on me. You caught me on that one. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay,
but
yeah, I was.
You can proof the mag at the range this morning and make sure there's no issues.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm. That's kind of my call. I was wondering if you heard of that before, and if so, I'll have to call back.
That's an interesting process that you're going through this morning, and I'm really glad that you're doing that. For the listeners out there, what Charlie did was he, instead of putting a round wire spring, which comes with each magazine, he pulled the end plate off, he pulled the follower and the round wire spring out, and he put an anti-tilt follower with a flat wire spring. And the wire is actually flat. It's not round like typical spring wire. And what that does is it changes the rising rate of the spring as you add more and more rounds to the magazine. It also puts a little more preload on the magazine on the round when you have one, two, and three rounds in there. So what the flat wire spring does is it adds more preload at the beginning, but as you compress and add more and more rounds, you get to 20, 21, 22, 27, 28. There's less pressure on the spring because of the flat wire design. And by putting a flat wire spring in there with a better follower, you build a much more reliably feeding magazine. The rising rate of the spring matches the additional weight of the rounds better so that the magazine feeds the next round efficiently but not too firmly. The old round wire springs didn't put enough pressure on the first, second, and third round, so when the magazine was almost empty, a really fast shooter could outshoot the magazine. And the flat wire spring puts more than enough pressure to feed those rounds quickly, but the round wire spring, when it was almost full, would put too much pressure on the magazine lips and cause problems that way. And the flat wire spring actually fixes both of those issues, whether the magazine is almost empty or almost full. It's a great thing to do to a steel mag.
Well, Sam, I took your advice. I listen to you guys every Monday for the past, 3 years. So
Did you buy David Tubbs' spring, or did you buy the flat wire springs out of California?
I bought them from, I believe, Wolf Springs. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're famous. They've been in the spring business for a long time, and they make great springs for guns.
So I've replaced, I bought several different springs for them, especially little pieces for my ARs and my Glocks, because you just never know.
Yeah, Wolf is a company, I believe it's WOLFF, maybe FFE. If you need high-quality springs for any firearm, I would always check with Wolf first. They're a great company. They're great people.
Amen to that.
Okay, Charlie, anything else?
No, I just want to thank you guys for everything, and God bless you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. Great call, Charlie. Call number is 512-248-8252. Top of the hour break, can we get a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else on the legislative horizon we need to be aware of, sir?
Well, of course, we have Republicans right now, as we speak, backing the food and pharma companies that want to put mRNA technology in your food and in your medicine, and they're backing the companies fighting the Republican people in their states that want full disclosure on any of this technology being in food or in medicine. Can you imagine that, John?
Well, I talked about that the first hour. Their concern with this labeling is that they'll lose market share if people know what's in there. And so what other concern could there be? You know, it's all money driven, obviously. So in Missouri, it's House Bill 1169.
Yes.
We urge people to support that. Contact their state rep, their state senator. Let them know that you would like to see them be a sponsor, a co-sponsor of the bill, to vote in favor of it. The Missouri legislature is, I think they wrap it up before the end of May, don't they?
Yeah, they'll be done soon. It won't be long.
No.
So. I can't believe in this country that we have an elected Republican representative, House of Rep or senator, that is not for full disclosure of what you feed your family and yourself. Americans have the right, human beings have the God-given right to know what they're buying and to get full disclosure on what they're buying. And let me tell you something, the history of mRNA technology as it relates to human beings is galactic, catastrophic disaster.
That's right.
People need to stay away from this stuff. And honestly, you want a firearms tip of the week? How about a how to live healthy tip of the week? Grow your own food.
Roger that.
Get some heirloom seeds and start growing your own food, because the direction your representatives are taking you is down the road to death. And if you want to eat healthy, grow your own carrots, grow your own turnips, grow your own Jerusalem artichokes, grow your own carrots, grow these prebiotic starches, buy beef from a local rancher, don't buy it from a grocery store. It's the only way you're going to be able to protect yourself.
Roger that. I agree, absolutely. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Do we have a trial date yet for the Freedom Center legal matter that's pending?
Not yet. We should have one, I think the end of the month. We've got a hearing where we're going to have a scheduling order put in place, and we'll have everything nailed down, and there'll be no changing it at this point.
Well, 2 weeks from today, it will be May, so it's got to come up pretty soon, won't it?
Yeah, it's the very end of April, I think, is our next hearing, so...
Roger that. Well, I've been involved in legal matters for more than half a century, and what's going on with the people who brought this petition is what would be done by attorneys who are fearful and know they're going to lose. That's the actions that I see.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We hope to win. It's just the cost of the trial is enormous. You know, a lot of times in these long, drawn-out deals, you'll have 35 or 40,000 in legal bills before you ever get to trial, because there's depositions and there's experts being hired. You know, like, for example, people had to come in and value the facility. So there were four different experts brought in, one for the building, one for the land, one is a firearms range expert,
right.
The other is an excavating expert. You know, so the whole thing just... It's a drawn-out, long, involved process, and it's just a giant waste of money, but you have to defend yourself.
You have no choice. You have to do it. Well,
yeah, like any type of personal attack or anything, you have to defend yourself.
And to help out, ladies and gentlemen, there's a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com where you can make a real handy PayPal donation or mail a check or money order. There's a physical address for the postal service to mail a check or a money order and help us with this endeavor. It's expensive, and our listeners have been what's been keeping us afloat financially, haven't they?
Well, I can tell you this. Between the RBN listeners and the Hagman listeners, you guys are so generous, and we are so grateful. You guys have covered almost 38% of our legal costs over the last 2 years, and we can't thank you enough. You kept us in the fight, and we're going to win, and we're going to move forward. I can't wait until all this money we spend on legal fees can go back into the Freedom Center to help develop other areas of the facility. A lot of people don't know this, but our Coliseum range is on basically 2 acres of land, 2.5 acres, including the parking lot, and our 1,000-yard range is on about 21 acres, including the road. We have another 100, we have a lot of land left to develop and grow the facility.
Let's talk about that after the break, Sam. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Roger that.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of,
But we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Sam Anders, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Your website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there. It will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. If you haven't received this training, rest assured you don't know how to properly clean your rifle. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class, 417-718-2597. Let's continue our discussion, Sam.
Well, John, let's do the firearms tip of the week right now. I've got it up in front of me. We don't have any callers, I don't see. So we have a new player in the United States on the ammunition front. So if you're looking for ammo, you're having trouble finding ammunition to come train with, or you're having trouble finding ammunition to practice with, there's a new company out there. And the name of that company, I'll give you the website, the URL is wildhorseammunition.com. Wildhorseammunition.com. You can buy 9mm, a box of 9mm, for as little as $12.49 a round for a box of 50. You can get free shipping on a case of 1,000 rounds. Fantastic new company. There is a this guy has decided to do things a little differently than the typical ammunition companies, and you'll find ammunition in stock. They've got 300 blackout. They've got 9mm practice ammo, less than $13 a box. They've got 223. So check them out and see if they don't fit your needs. Wildhorseammunition.com.
All right. It's a great firearms tip of the week, sir. Thank you very much. And we got a top of the hour break coming up here in about a minute or so, and we'll go whatever direction we go after that break. All these issues, Anheuser-Busch, for example, and Bud Light, they really shot themselves in the foot, didn't they?
Yeah, go woke and go broke. I'll see you after the break.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.